All right, we're going to get started, everybody. So this is the regular meeting of the Orderville Town Planning and Zoning, Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have an agenda before us. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We have last month's meetings. You guys have a chance to look over those. Most of it is void, I guess, at this point. But I'll take a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Been motioned and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Right, the first item of business is the only item of business. So I guess everything we talked about last meeting was pointless.
Since
it didn't get put on properly.
And I really don't want that. I really want the old commercials for it. Then there's no size limit on the lot. So then Ed can sign the paper so I can get them lots recorded.
I understand, but it seemed like there were some people that didn't want, I mean, me being one of them, that zoning on commercial for no reason other than ease isn't really a reason to rezone.
But there is more than that, because I need the road to be part of the store property.
100% agree with you, and I absolutely think we need to figure out a way to get that done. I just don't know if rezoning all three, especially the one that isn't even affected, commercial, makes any sense. Like, you have one in there that's not even a part of you putting your driveway, and you're trying to rezone it commercial.
Well, it doesn't meet the zone right now.
That third lot doesn't?
That third lot doesn't meet the zone right now.
Did we not look at this last meeting and we decided that one was the appropriate size for that zone?
It says that it's 11,325 square feet. It's just under the R1A status. But, again, that could be zoned R1 and it'd be no issue. That way that plot property isn't being considered a commercial lot. And like Alex said, it has nothing to do with the easement, so I don't see why that one needs to be changed to commercial. As far as the 14 and 15, you know, having that access is necessary for the store. Again, I don't know if making both of them is commercial a good idea. Maybe making one of them, maybe 14, adding that to the commercial, and then you'd have your lot access on 14. But I just don't think rezoning anything to commercial is really necessary just yet. I think you need to keep it R1, keep those families' homes there, because if somebody decided to come in and purchase that land from you, purchase the property, however it works out in the future, all three of those lots and all three of those homes could get demolished the next day. And all those families could be kicked out. And granted, that's your property to do what you feel like, but I think keeping more residential homes in town than less is a proper move for the town.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't plan on tearing it down. I have more rentals than anybody in town.
It's about time after you.
It's not like you in particular.
Oh, I understand that. I'm going to give my kids. I'm going
to
be around.
Again, and your kids may sell their homes, and if they sell their homes to somebody who wants to build right there, they kick whoever is living in that house out.
They're being instructed not to do that, but yeah.
Well, instructions don't always get listened to.
I guess part of the point, if I'm understanding it correctly, is having more homes to be able to use, right?
Not zoning things commercial that don't need to be zoned commercial right now. Eventually in the future, maybe. In another 20 years, maybe. But as of right now, I don't see...
Like, your purpose behind that, if I understood it, was so that people could live there, right?
Well, if these are all zoned commercial, these could all get demoed in 2 days.
Yeah. Thought on it, one of the thoughts was, if he has to tear down one of those, then we're actually down a home.
One is compared to three.
Why would he have to tear one down?
Because it wouldn't fit within the zone.
rezone?
Well, if he's
so the idea was to rezone them R1, right?
The one, yes.
It looks like there was two you had written down on here, Terry, that could be considered.
15 was going to go R1.
Which is the one that has nothing to do with the driveway, right?
Actually, right.
And R1 would fit within the zone, or the size lot would fit within R1.
Alex,
yes,
I
sir.
Want to make one bigger. Lot number 13 is going to be bigger after I read it up.
This is the one that was going to be left alone. 15.
Yeah, this is 0.36, no?
15 was...
This is going to be a commercial, this is going to be left alone, and this is going to be
R1.
So it would fit within the zone. That's what we talked about last meeting, that's what we all agreed upon. The only thing that was changed is that technically we should have held another public hearing because of...
The wording.
Because of the, we changed the wording.
Yep.
Well, then Terry would have to request that zone change.
Like resubmit an application with that zone change.
Right.
But we did discuss that being a non-feeable thing, right?
If we tabled it, if we changed it, correct? If we tabled it, you wouldn't have to pay again to revisit it. But
that's what I thought we were doing.
Right.
Right.
But I thought since...
But I went and I found out, and speaking with the mayor as well, that
you felt another public hearing had to be held since we're changing the verbiage of the zone.
Yes, because it was not published correctly, but it was published how Terry had submitted the application. So Terry would then have to resubmit an application for them to go them certain ways and be published that way and let out to the public. We can't decide in a meeting that we're just going to go back, even though we held a public hearing, the public hearing was for something different.
That makes sense. Zoning is a dangerous thing, and you have to be really careful with it. And I don't think rezoning all of this residential lots to commercial is in the best interest of the town. And I don't think ease or saving some time is a valid reason. I do think we need to get something through so you can have your driveway zone commercial 100%. I'm not anti that at all. I just feel that we're kind of in a position of like, well, this is the easiest way to do it. It's the fastest way, even though it might not be best. Let's just push it through that way. So,
I agree. I think at most I would be comfortable with lot 614 becoming commercial if necessary, and keeping 613 and 615 as are, just because I can't feel comfortable in 20 years, 10 years, whatever, seeing all three of those houses get demoed and somebody building onto the Terry into your shop or building new lots right there quite yet. I think as many residential homes as we can save and keep in town and residential lots that we can save and keep in town, the better.
And I think
there's more people in town that have also had to go through the loops and the hoops and the waiting periods, and it's reasonable to wait if it's going to be good for the town. And I think just pushing through and approving all these commercial is not a good move for the town. I think if we're going to do it, let's do it the right way, take it the time that's necessary, and do the right zone changes for each of these, then give you your access that way. If it's not going to happen this month, but not everything happens right away.
I think you two have got your mind made up, so...
Well, we like to discuss. I mean, it's not, you know, we're just telling you how we feel, I guess. I mean,
well, it's obvious you got your mind made up. This is the best for me, is on all commercial. And then there's no hassle. And like I said, I'm not going to tear them down. I don't think my kids are going to tear them down.
Okay, well, it could be your great-grandkids could tear them down.
Judge what somebody might do in the future.
That's exactly what zoning is for, and that's why you have to think about these things ahead of time, because it's what somebody can do in the future.
That's right.
That you have to work.
I'm saying, well, you're going to turn these houses down.
No. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't come off that way. I don't think you are doing anything nefarious. I don't think you are going to try to tear these down and put some kind of a commercial thing there. I don't think that at all. I think you're trying to set things up to be passed down to your kids. I understand what you're doing. I agree with what you're doing. I just don't think rezoning these all commercial is the best move for the town. But I don't think you're trying to, like...
How about two of them? 14 and 15. And
well, 13, we would
14 is going to be bigger.
We would still have to go through the same process.
I don't think so. You can just deny one and okay two of them.
Is that the case?
Can we do that?
As long as, I said last month it was fine too, but I learned that I was different. As long as you're not changing from what the public hearing was, like he said, you could possibly deny one. But I don't want to put Terry behind even farther, you know, saying that, and then it has to help be held.
Are these all separate hearing applications?
No, it's one application. He put all so three.
So I think we would be in the same shoes.
So basically,
if it was three separate agenda items, we could do that. But we can't do that the way it was written.
So at this point, it's either an approval or a denial.
I believe that's the correct way that it would go, is because it's all lumped together and
one.
Even changing it, kind of like we talked about the last meeting,
right,
really should have just had a denial and then a new application put in, right, Brianna? Because then it's you're pretty much creating that wheel turning with what is actually going to go forward and stopping.
No, because the public hearing should be held on exactly what we're voting on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. It's just.
Is this open for us to speak?
Well, I mean, it's not a public hearing, but we only have one.
I don't know what your capacity is. Like, I'm just like a girl on back street here to learn, so I don't know when it's appropriate for me to speak. Usually it's on the agenda.
Usually there is, well, at the town council, usually before that starts, there is.
So if I'm allowed to have a spoken
word. I'm fine with it, if the other board members are fine with it.
Everybody has an opinion.
Okay. So this is the time where I get my opinion.
Sure.
I don't know Terry personally.
He's lovely.
But I've lived here for 3 years. I live four homes down from where he's wanting to rezone. I'm in business for myself. And every time I go into the hardware store, I'm scared to death I'm going to run over the two tenants that he has right there, and he rents out these homes to employees nonetheless. Like he's gonna tear down the home and vacate his employees.
Well, again, it's not about what Terry's gonna do.
It's
about what could happen in the future.
All right.
When Terry's no longer the owner.
Okay. Well, his daughter is now the owner, so I think that it's safe to say that it's going to stay in the family, and the vision of the grocery store and the hardware store is going to continue. But I'm speaking from a safety standpoint. When I pull in there, Gabe has a 5-year-old daughter. Tony has a 7-year-old, and I don't know how old the youngest is, and they're best friends, and they're like, okay? It's me living on back street, do I want more commercial? No. I sell multifamily as a living apartments. I think that it is the best thing for this community, for that triangular lot, which is a square right now, to be rezoned commercial, to allow more safety.
How would that allow? So he's going to get his driveway that's there now rezoned commercial.
Right, because then there wouldn't be little kids living there.
So you're saying we should turn the two homes into commercial and have the tenants vacate so there's no kids
living there? These are his tenants.
But he's just said that's not what he wants to do.
He owns 17 properties in town.
I know, but he says, I'm not doing that. I'm going to keep it. And you're saying that he should...
Here's what he does. If he rezones tomorrow commercial, and he puts in extra, or if your daughter puts in extra commercial stuff for the hardware store, I feel like that's a taxable benefit to Orderville, a taxable event, a safety benefit for the town of Orderville to do curb and gutter. I mean, allow him to rezone to commercial, but then require that the safety measures are put in place. A sidewalk, curb and gutter, where people aren't, you know, put in jeopardy of dying.
Is Terry going to put in the curbing and the sidewalk and all the stuff proper out of his business, or is that something
that's
that the town...
That's what I propose if I was sitting on your...
Well, the thing is most people in town don't want it zoned commercial because they want to keep residential homes in the town. This isn't a public hearing. The public hearing already happened.
We've already had a public hearing on this.
So there'll be another public hearing
okay.
where people can come voice their opinion. But that's not this meeting. We're happy to hear your opinion, you know, and let you speak, but, you know. So,
I just don't know what I'd do without the grocery store, without the hardware store.
Well, we're not closing the hardware store. It's on its own property.
That is all commercial on its own. What he's trying to get right here is a driveway.
Yeah.
He wants an access, and that's understandable, and we're not against that.
And that's what we're...
What we're against is all three of these backstreet properties being zoned commercial, and after that property gets given to his kids, or whoever it is...
I hope they're all torn down.
Well, and that may be your opinion, but it's not the opinion of the town.
No, I feel that it's probably the opinion of many people. Because of the state that they're in. You did put in a new hack roof on one of your properties. But if they were torn down and you were to relocate your tenants, which I know this man of the church would do, relocate his tenants.
So this, I mean, what you're saying right now, I mean, we value everyone's opinion, but you're saying that he should do things that he has no intention of doing.
Well, I don't think it's his choice. He sold the grocery store and the hardware store to his daughter. I think it's her agenda.
Okay, we're not, it's in his name. We're talking about his zone change for his property.
But he's not the COO.
He's the property owner.
I understand that. I'm a real estate. I understand that.
Okay, so then you know that somebody that runs a company on another commercial property doesn't have the same.
I understand that companies, just like our government, is run where a person says he's going to do one thing and something else totally gets done. That's America. I'm just saying that backstreet commercially, right there for that property, I think we have to consider safety, number one.
So but by saying number one safety, and we're going to end this shortly because we need to make a vote on this, we would have to mandate that he turns them commercial and kicks his tenants out.
Well then
safety is not an issue because if they're going to stay residential, then your safety point is null and void, right?
No, I'm just saying luckily you can't mandate he kicks.
Okay, so then your safy point.
So the safy point doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense then. At the end of the day, this is for zoning these properties commercial or not, and I'm gonna make a motion that we deny the all three becoming commercial
under the grounds
that we get them rezoned with a new application for each of the properties. If Terry's willing to go through with that and do a public meeting on that, then I would be okay to push through that.
That our town is short for residential homes, and to rezone them commercial
he
for no reason.
70, he houses,
what is? I understand,
he
but that
houses the that majority. Doesn't,
but that has nothing to
town.
Do with these three properties.
Yeah.
That has that nothing to do with has, these three properties.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Terry, I know this is not going how you want it to go, but I think it's best. In the end, the town.
If I have heard your agenda, I'm sorry.
In the end, it's up to the town council.
Right.
And they can go their way.
They don't want to offend you. They respect your opinion, and that's what they should do.
So, I say we do what we were going to originally do, and you'd have to resubmit the application, and we'll have to hold another public hearing. But make sure on the application that the sections of those residential lots that are going to be commercial, that's included in the rezone. So like we can rezone sections of the properties without new lot lines. And then once that zoning is done, then we can do a simple lot subdivision. Because during a simple lot subdivision, you can't rezone. Does that make sense?
That makes no sense to me.
So in your application for the zoning, you're gonna rezone parcels 14 as commercial, and then the sections you're slicing off of 15 need to be also zoned commercial.
So you say you can zone some of the property.
Correct.
Commercial.
So whatever
but not the whole piece of property.
Not the whole piece of property.
And then I can't get it recorded.
So you won't be able to get it recorded until we do the simple lot subdivision.
So at this point, though, Tony made a motion to deny. Yes. Who seconded the motion?
Oh, I can second, right?
You can second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to deny. Votes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We will recommend denial on it. But going back to what I was saying is, if the section you're cutting off of lot 15, that has to be rezoned commercial. So that when we do the subdivision, that it's the same zone. Does that make sense?
No, I don't. Why do I want to do a subdivision?
You, because you have to.
How do I have to in the existing lot? I want to do a lot line adjustment. I don't want to do a subdivision.
Exactly.
I'll just.
If you do it commercial, is he even allowed to rent homes off commercial?
Yes.
So at this point, Terry, it's going as a denial to the town council on May 4th. And the town council can decide, and after that, if needed, to come back here.
Or I'll get a variance.
You can go to the variance board as well. If the town council gives you a denial as well, then you could go for a variance.
Yeah.
So there is the vote on that.
I thank you for your patience and understanding. And
thank you, Terry, for being patient. Yeah. I know this is not the way you wanted it all to go, but we're going to get it figured out.
I did a lot.
I do have a question. Your next meeting in May falls on Memorial Day, the 25th. Do you want to hold it the week prior? Do you want to hold it the day after? Do you want to kind of go and see if we have anything on the agenda and cancel?
If there's things on the agenda, but otherwise I'm okay with that Monday.
The 18th?
The
Monday before? The Monday prior? Because the Monday of is Memorial Day. I will not be in the office.
Well, I'm okay with the day before, the Monday before.
The 18th. You guys want to look and see, decide, or?
You don't want to do it on that Tuesday?
I don't care. Whichever. I just need a date so when we start scheduling people.
Whatever you guys want.
Either one. That the Monday before or that Tuesday.
Is there anything
better
for you? I can make it work.
Okay.
Just give me a date.
I just need to know so I don't show up on the wrong
day. Right. I almost showed up.
He almost didn't show up today.
Yes. So I just need a date so that I can post. So we can go with the 26th, which is a Tuesday. You can go with the week before, whichever you prefer.
Is moving it up to the 18th going to cause anything as far as like writing out the letters?
As long as, like, say if somebody came in and say they turned in a conditional use permit, as long as it was turned in prior and I know the dates, it would give them the 14 days.
Okay.
So as long as I notice it that way. So you guys are okay with the 18th, we'll go with that.
The 18th works for me.
Okay. That works for me too.
So anything else? Okay. Alex, anything?
Nothing.
Motion?
I'll take a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I will second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.
I would really love a work meeting. I know you've